following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcasting Network. For a full list of our shows, as well as breaking sports news and engaging feature stories, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com.
What's up, everybody? And welcome to the 32nd episode of the Schmidt Talking Podcast. I'm Alec Walt alongside Kyle Allen. We're two members of the class of 2017 who are obsessed with Bonnie's basketball. Kyle, welcome to you.
Alec, what's going on, man? We're now in our 32nd episode. I'm excited to bring in a fellow friend of ours who works in the recruiting industry, Steven Rogers. He's going to be coming on to the episode for us and discussing the signing of Justin Winston for us and some other Atlantic 10 signings that, you know, have created some palpable buzz within the Atlantic 10 conference, and just discuss as to why Winston was a great signing and the other signings as well.
Yes, recruiting analyst and director of scouting for Big Shot, Steven Rogers, joins the show. Steven, welcome.
Welcome, guys. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
So, the Bonnie signed Putnam Science Academy forward Justin Winston earlier this week. About an hour after I read the news, I saw a tweet from you. You tweeted, "This is a big-time get for the Bonnies. One of my favorite combo forwards to watch last high school season. Brings a lot of versatility offensively and defensively. Love his motor as well." Since Twitter restricted you to 280 characters, please explain that tweet in further detail.
Well, Winston is a 6'7", 200-pound-plus type of forward that has the foot quickness to be able to guard on the perimeter, to guard two small forwards and wings on the perimeter. But he also has a body where he can also play defensively down low. And he does a good job on the glass offensively and defensively. He's got a good motor. And he's also a guy that you can play at that three spot where he's really good at crashing off the wing on the offensive boards. I personally had Winston rated as a high major minus kind of prospect. So for him to go to a mid-major plus type of school, I think it's just a really good fit for him. Also, what sold me with Winston was I was able to attend the New Jersey Players Jump Off Showcase on New Year's Day, where Winston was playing for Immaculate Conception. They faced it against Rainey, which, you know, in the recruiting world, a lot of us know about Brian Antoine, recent commit to Villanova, and Scotty Lewis, top 10, 15 caliber players in the 2019 class. Well, Winston had to match up with Scotty Lewis, who I think very highly of, with Scotty, how explosive of an athlete he is, his motor, how he can change the game defensively. And he's also an extremely good offensive player who can score the ball at will. And Winston had to match up man-to-man, and he just did a fantastic job against Lewis in that game defensively. And that's where it really sold me that this guy can really get out and play wings and small forwards defensively and be able to play down low, just being able to be a combo forward like he is. It just brings so much versatility and value to a team to be able to do that, to be able to switch picks like that, and a guy who can go and play at the three, and a guy that you can go and play at the four too, as well. It was just a game that really stood out to me that sold me with Winston.
Steven, to feed off that, with Winston returning to the Putnam Science Academy this upcoming season for his senior season, what are some things you think he needs to work on this season?
Well, Winston brings a lot of versatility to the table. I mean, you know, he's one of those forwards that can really do a lot of things. He's comfortable shooting on the outside. He's comfortable being able to handle the ball. He's a guy that can kind of grab a rebound and come down and initiate offense, ball handling wise. But I think the two things, if I say he had to work on something, would maybe just to tighten up his handle a little bit. He already has a great feel ball handling, but, you know, a lot of players, especially to become maybe more of a true wing or a true small forward, to tighten up that handle and just more of a consistent three-point shot. But he already has a nice stroke from the outside. So I definitely see that developing in his game.
Steven, any specific player he reminds you of?
I had a throwback come to mind, and that was Antoine Jamison. Now, Antoine Jamison's a couple inches taller, but just the same type of thing where Antoine was really good at operating in the mid-post and on the block, felt comfortable going to the outside, but also was good enough to be able to guard true small forward type of players. Another guy who recently was a top 100 player in class of 2018, freshman forward Jarrett Hamilton out of Cannon School in North Carolina, was another guy who he reminded me of.
So with all those comparables, there's a lot of guys that Bonaventure has brought in from the past, especially Jalen Adams, a guy who you know, was originally looking to go to Jacksonville before the Bonnies picked him up late in the recruiting season. This is a signing that we really didn't even realize that was coming. It didn't seem like we were really on his radar. I'm just wanted to ask you, Stephen, why do you think he chose St. Bonaventure amongst all those other schools that were coming after him?
Well, he's originally from West Orange, New Jersey, which is more in the northern New Jersey area. So to be 4 or 5 hours away from home going over to St. Bonaventure in New York doesn't surprise me. I also think the A-10 is a very competitive conference that has the ability to get multiple teams into the NCAA tournament every year. St. Bonaventure obviously has a rich history of being able to get into the NCAA tournament. And I think after his senior season, entering the 2019-2020 season, he's going to have a chance to be able to play right away. And I think for a lot of guys, that's important to be able to go into a situation where you can already be deemed valuable.
Yeah, that's a huge thing you mentioned about being able to play right away. That's something that in the past, if Schmidt will give you playing time if you earn it. And I think this is a guy who could definitely earn it right away. And like you said, he could be a guy who comes in right away and makes a huge impact. So if that's the case, then he would definitely be able to come in and step in right away and even fight for a starting job, in my opinion. But it's very rare to get a freshman to start on a Schmidt roster. But I think this is one of those signings where it could be a different instance. I mean, Nicholson was starting a couple games into his freshman season once he, started to really make an impact. And so this could be one of those instances, again, where a freshman makes a huge impact right away and just blows Schmidt away and eventually could take a starting job, in my opinion. But we'll see. It's a little bit further away, obviously, with him still having a senior season to go. But that's a great point.
The Bonnies also signed Putnam Science Academy guard Kyle Lofton and center Oshun Oshunier, with Lofton getting offers from UMass, Oshunier getting offers from Georgetown and Syracuse, Winston getting offers from UConn, DePaul, UMass again. What draws so many Division I programs to that academy?
Well, they've always done a good job of just producing Division I talent, whether it be high major to mid major or low major talent. So for a lot of college coaches, it's a hot spot to drop in, watch workouts, be able to go see them play during the season because they are one of those schools that play an elite high school level. So you really get a good grade on a kid and you really get to see how his skills are going to be able to translate on the next level, being able to play against elite talent like they do.
Steven, a guy I wanted to ask you about is Cartier Gordon, a guy who had so many freaking offers outside of the team St. Louis he eventually signed with. I mean, to go down the list, Cincinnati, Illinois, Iowa, Iowa State, Kansas, Kansas State, Missouri, Notre Dame, Oklahoma State, Purdue, Texas, UNLV, and USC, all offered this guy to come play for them. And for him to stay local and sign with St. Louis, that's probably the biggest get in potentially program history. I mean, they haven't produced a lot of NBA talent. Larry Hughes is one that comes to mind. And my question to you is, this guy is obviously going to, you know, make an impact in the Atlantic 10, and I just wanted your opinion on what you think of him and what type of impact he could have for St. Louis.
Well, first of all, in the recruiting world, I'm never surprised when a kid decides to stay home or stay close to home. It obviously makes a lot of sense. But Cartier, again, is one of those forwards who is physically intimidating, will bang down low. He has a nice touch around the rim. He's explosive around the rim. So I think a guy like him coming in right away, he can kind of carve his own shots by being able to clean up shots and get second chance opportunities for St. Louis during his freshman year. He's comfortable, you know, going out to 15-18 and behind a three-point line, but that's something that, he'll continue to work on, but he has that capability to do so, which, will create driving lanes for those guards. So, I definitely see him being a high motor, 20, maybe 25-minute kind of guy his freshman year and finding a nice goal that way. Obviously, on the glass as well, he does a really good job. He's a very good rebounder. So a guy that can come in, give you high energy, high motor, and be able to create his own shots by second chance opportunities will definitely get it, carve his own minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I picked St. Louis as my number one team to finish atop the Atlantic 10 Conference, and I think he is going to be a big part of that. They had a freshman make a huge impact last year, so it's a case where that could be the same type of reason this year as to why they could finish atop conference standings.
Yeah, that roster has a lot of talent. I was actually able to watch them beat Virginia Tech in the 2K Classic at Madison Square Garden. So to add a guy like that will be a perfect complementary role until he can kind of expand his role for further seasons.
Steven, final question. What is Big Shots? And where can our listeners find you on Twitter?
We do a few different things. The major part of what we do is we run a tournament circuit, mainly on the East Coast. That usually begins mid-March all the way through the end of July. We'll go as far north as New Jersey and as south as Miami doing those. You know, some weekends we'll be running tournaments in 2, 3, 4 cities at a time. This past circuit season that ended from mid-March to July, we had over 3,000 teams, over 35,000 players involved in those tournaments that played. Right now, we're in the middle of, we do our individual camps. We actually had one yesterday with ESPN's Paul Bienicardi. Paul has a great relationship with us, and we love doing camps with Paul. We actually ran 2 tournaments with him as well, one during a non-live period and one was a live period event. It's always a good time. Paul brings great energy, great amount of knowledge to camps and tournaments. He loves doing it for the kids. So it's always fun, but we do those individual camps right now. We're in the middle of doing that. We had our first one September 9th in Columbia, South Carolina. We had this one in Fort Mill, South Carolina, Nation Ford High School, which is right outside of Charlotte, North Carolina area. We'll actually be in Richmond, Virginia next weekend. And with these individual camps, what we do is we get them in. We do like all the combine testing for the NBA. So it's cool. You know, you get to see how, you know, exactly how tall these guys are, their wingspan, their 3-4 sprint time, their shuttle time, all those kinds of things. So it's fun for those kids to kind of come in and compare them against NBA player times. We do drill work. Well, we do drill work with them for about an hour, hour and a half. And then, you know, we put these guys on 5-on-5 teams and let them run 2 games apiece. So those camps usually last from about 11 to 7, noon to 7. We're doing that. Me and my boss, Kevin Schneider, also run a recruiting service for college coaches. You know, obviously kind of making the matchmaker role, but the unique thing about our recruiting service is we deal with Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, and JUCO coaches, so we do the whole 9 yards. So Kevin and myself take a lot of pride in finding those, you know, Division II and Division III kind of kids to kind of help them find the right fit and create exposure for them. And that's the main point of these individual and our tournaments is they are exposure events. We try to utilize social media as best as possible with Twitter and Instagram, Snapchat, on getting these kids exposure. Because Kyle and yourself, you guys know about a lot of the top 150, 250 guys. You know, you're in the sports world. You hear about a lot of that. But what about a lot of those guys outside of that? You know, you get around 1,000 kids who go Division I each year. You don't hear about top 1,000. Or, you know, what about the other kids who go Division II and Division III who aren't getting that exposure? So we just take a lot of pride in being able to help those kids create the exposure so that, you know, they're not falling through the cracks and they get the same opportunities to showcase their talents just like those top 150 guys get. But it's a lot of fun, a lot of travel, and enjoy doing it, but that's mainly kind of what we do at Big Shots. We opened up training through myself, have my Rogers basketball training that's powered by Big Shots, so we're starting to get into a little bit of training as well, and I'm primarily doing that in the Columbia, South Carolina area. And also, you can find us on social media for Twitter and Instagram at Big Shots Nation. You can find myself on Twitter at Big Shots Steve 33, and my Instagram name is Steven_Rogers33 is where you can find all of our social media.
All right, Steven Rogers, recruiting analyst and director of scouting for Big Shots, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Allie, Kyle, pleasure, guys. I appreciate you having me guys on.
All right, that's going to be it for this episode of the Schmidt Talking Podcast. I'm Alec Walt alongside Kyle Allen. Tune in 2 weeks from today as we keep you up to date with all things St. Bonaventure basketball. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.